Hello, everybody. Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincenzo Guarisco. I am honored to be here. Sorry for the little delay, but we'll finish 4 minutes later. And I welcome you again to this second episode of Awareness of the Soul. First of all, I would like to thank all of my students at the yoga studio here in Bangkok, Thailand, where I'm living. And you have been so constant and enthusiastic, and I am moved. And so thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, in the first show, we have seen what a great and immense power the practice of yoga could give to one's life. Obviously, and I have emphasized it strongly, we're talking about yoga into new modern terms, terms that are, you know, available for us today, things that we can do today in this world, what is happening around us with the new age coming to move our life towards the better, to increase the quality of our life to its maximum potential. But, and this is a great but, we're going to keep the purity and the methods and the teachings alive. And it is my honor to share all that I have to share with you, awareness of the soul, awareness of life, awareness of life, awareness of possibilities. And today we will talk about two subjects in particular. And one is being open to possibilities. How can you be open to possibilities? And second, which is more important, which is what we're going to delve deep into, it's effective self-analysis. And last time we asked two questions. What do I value? And the second question was, where am I at? And with self-analysis, we get to know the answer to the second question. The first questions might seem easy to answer at the beginning because it is easy to say, what do you value? What do you want? Sometimes it is easy for some people. For some other people, it's not, because they realize that in truth, it's not so easy at all. Because the answer to the question, what do I value, it is actually a subtle answer. Because we have to go deep in understanding what is the core value upon which we base our life. And if we observe our lives through self-analysis and we see what is happening in it from the outside, recurring events, people, moods, circle of friends, and whatever happens, whatever locations we go to, we used to go to, and then we see what we have chosen to do in those circumstances, then it is easier to understand what it really is that we are looking for and what it is that we value for real. I highly invite you and encourage you to check out the archives of this radio. There's a wealth of information there, and especially listen to the first episode of this radio show that I gave last week. And the episode is entitled The Amazing Power of Kriya Yoga and Mind Shifting. And there is a wealth of information there about myself, a little bit about myself, and it is highly useful to download and listen to it. It is the base of all the work that we will do here with you, with your calls. The way of yoga that I teach is a yoga aimed to transform yourself, for transformation, to life change. And I would also like to underline that I like a practical approach. Yes, yoga can go into the metaphysical field very easily. And at the same time, people can think, well, this is a philosophy. And it is not. In yoga, it is not philosophy. It is practice. It is practice and it is a truth to be understood. As I said last time, yoga is not a religion. It's not a religion. It's a methodology and a way of life. In fact, before applying specific yogi techniques for transformation, I would like you to be grounded. It is a great idea to approach and manage your life consciously and practically. And this will give you the grounding that is necessary to build on higher levels and dimensions. And this is what yoga does. One of the things that I have always loved about yoga, that it works on all dimensions of you work as a whole, at any stage you're in. You engage the physical, you engage the mind, you engage your emotional body, your energies, and your spirituality, and your connection outside of yourself, raising everything. And from there, you keep on expanding the perception of the whole until you can merge with expansion in itself. Expansion. And it is beautiful because at some point, there is kind of it's like a counterbalance. And on one side, you expand, and on the other side, you just go deeper, deeper, and deeper into your center. The two opposites at some point, finding your center, they're there together. Duality, night and day, good and bad, is neutralized. I have seen that the most important thing for me, in order to get out of our little prison, or my little prison, it was the repeating patterns and cycle that I was living, was to be able to see life differently. But let me tell you, most of the time, even trying to see things from a different angle, or trying to experience new things in life, will eventually bring similar internal result in yourself. Because your energy is used to go into a certain direction. You have habits with yourself. That's part of your character, personality. Let's not use this term character. I prefer personality is more comprehensive about what it is you created as a product through your education, through whatever television told you. Your energy is used because of the reaction that you have with the world around you to go in certain direction. But even if you try to see things different, if your habits, internal habits, energetically and mindfully, are going into a certain direction with your mind, with your energy, with your thought, you're going to get the same result. So the trick for real positive change towards new positive. This is one of the topics of the show. How can you be open to new possibilities? How can you be open to new thoughts, thoughts that you have never thought before? A new life with more fulfillment and ever new joy. You know what? You want to know what the trick is? More awareness. More awareness of the self. More awareness of yourself. And this is the way that we're going to discuss yoga today. The topic of today will be, yes, being open to possibilities, but first of all, effective self-analysis. Because without an effective self-analysis, you don't have the awareness to evaluate clearly possibilities that are around you. So I also welcome your calls. I will tell you the number now. For U.S., you can call toll-free. It's 877-876-5227. And I repeat again, 877-876-5227. And for U.S. and Canada, always toll-free, it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, or the direct line from everywhere in the world. You can call 530-876-3222. And, of course, you have to put the international code for U.S., which is 001. So please consider that there might be problems in clear transmission of sound since I'm based in Thailand and we have equipment which is limited. So please, speak clearly. Speak as clearly as possible. So why is self-analysis important? It gives you the ability to live consciously, to make conscious choices, to take actions in your life that will bring you new good and positive experiences, and what it is that you don't like or is you suffering, you can change. Some people find it difficult to move on because they think that if they let go of what it is that is happening in their lives would just fall into pieces. Either good or bad, those are their anchors, and they become attached to them as part of their reality. In control. But are they really in control? To be in control means to live consciously and to make conscious choices. Otherwise, you're not in control. You live by pattern, live by habit. Be in control. Be aware. Be awareness. And let me tell you something. You don't need those anchors. What you need is grounding. Grounding. Stay grounded. Don't confuse those anchors, which can be bad, and people are attached to suffering sometimes, their own reality, that they don't want to change it because they feel they're going to lose their lives. No, you need grounding. We all need a sense of belonging, our tribe, our family, our community, and that's great. But why make your family a bunch of anchors, suffering and discomfort? The only anchor that you need is that conscious of. That awareness within allows you to make conscious choices based on what is really happening in your life. Take back your power. Not in words, facts, practice. Start today, see what works. That's why right and effective self-analysis is vital. Not to judge yourself, but to work with what you actually have in your life. Not with what you would like it to be, or not with what it ought to be, or what should be. What you have. With where you are in order to move further. And if you think you need anchor, I think we all do in some degree. That's fine. But let go of the old ones that are consuming you and create new positive and nurturing. Okay, I think we have a call, and I would love to hear. And here I am, ready.
Good morning. Hi, Vincenzo.
Hello? I don't hear you well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm adjusting my phone to allow you to hear me.
Hi. Yes,
good morning.
I can hear you now. What's your name?
My name
good
is
morning.
Rico. I just spoke with Don. I didn't say good morning. Sorry, Don. I've been really having a, I've been kind of struggling, I guess, trying to maintain the level of meditation and the level of awareness. I guess recently,
yes.
I've become really caught up in a lot of the politics and a lot of the things that are going on, and of course, it draws
yes.
me further and further from where I want to be. How do I maintain this focus? How do I maintain what I truly want to be? And find it on a daily basis.
Okay, do you live in the city?
I do. I live in.
Do you live in the city?
I do. San Francisco, California.
Well, I think the best thing for you, Rico, I think that the first thing is to learn not to struggle with things you're going on right now. Meditation is really important for one thing. First of all, it teaches you how to live in this world. You don't have to fight the world in order to live in the world and to meditate in the world. Because, for example, I always give this a kind of metaphor of the sun, which he's living his life purpose fully, okay? The sun, it rises up and is fantastic and it shines, okay? But his purpose on the desert and his purpose on the, in the city is totally different, but he never compromises his nature. So I think there is one good practice that you should do before the techniques that you actually practice, which is very simple one. It might take like even 5 minutes before you actually start the practice.
Okay.
Just relax, close your eyes, and say to yourself, I relax totally my mind and body without seeking or describing anything. Just stay in that create the moment of pure awareness where you're not actually seeking or describing anything. In other words, whatever comes up, whatever perception, realize everything around you is a perfect perception of awareness, coming from awareness, coming from the source. Either it is a table, a thought, or a sound that you hear, just bring it to the immediacy of your perception in that moment, just saying, continue to say to yourself, whenever you see loss, I relax my body and mind completely, without seeking or describing anything until you get that conscious awareness in one tiny moment. And once you are there, then you start practicing your techniques with a different level, with the right balance that is okay for you, with what you're living. And I suggest also that whatever comes into your mind, just try to see whatever it is, just try to see it as arising from awareness, from the awareness that created everything. And I know this sounds like philosophy, but actually the more you do it, the more you stop doing it. It's a sort of complex thing but to explain, but the more
I do understand that, because sometimes I begin to doubt that when something comes around to me, I see it right in front of me and I'm afraid to grasp onto it because I feel like it's interfering with what I'm looking to do, with what I'm looking to change in my life.
I see. Well, what about looking at that as arising from awareness? Looking at that thought, looking at that doubt as endowed the doubt. This is something that great masters everywhere in India, they always say, well, when you doubt something, then doubt it. That's
wow.
Also the doubt because, yes, doubt the doubt because, well, I doubt it. And also another technique for that, if you want to go deep into that, first of all, you could step back. You could, if you have, for how long have you been meditating, Rico?
About 15 years.
That's great. So you can do actually that. You can step back and look at yourself doubting and sending loving thoughts from the awareness of somebody who's looking at that reality.
Okay.
And if you cannot just do that, then step back a little bit more. And then step back and stop and start going up the ladder until you get to a point where you're actually aware of the awareness of the awareness of the awareness that you're looking at yourself doubting, and then you see that everything is rising from awareness in the same game. And when you get to the point of love, which is always a step back, which is obviously getting always closer and deeper inside of you, at that point, you can start the techniques as, you know, the technique in itself, actually, it is playing with perceptions. So that's fine. Then you, when you start doing the technique, do it as you are perceiving every other perception you perceive. And I think...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I'm definitely going to give you a call. I'm going to make a session to talk to you because you're addressing all of the areas that I have been really striving after. And the first time that I spoke with Don, I told Don, I said, listen, I said, I don't believe anything happens by accident. Well, I don't normally listen to morning shows, but I was feeling especially stressed because I'm in the process of building a company. And
that's amazing.
Well, what's amazing is that I'm actually awake listening to the radio this morning because normally this is not part of my normal shtick. Normally I'm not up until at least 1 or 2 in the afternoon, as Don will testify. I call his show on Monday morning, or I did until he stopped the show. But anyway...
Well, okay, then, Rico, then send me an email, and I would be happy also to discuss this further with you, and then in case you want to make a session, you can book a session. Otherwise, I would also be happy to reply to you a little bit more in detail and talk to you soon then.
Okay, thank you very much, Vincenzo. I really appreciate it. You have a good day.
I appreciate also that you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Rico. Thank you. I always welcome your call. I'm so happy. And let's go on. We were talking about anchors. And I want to say, let's get it back from where we were. We were talking about getting rid of the back anchors, okay? Getting rid of the back anchors also in meditation, that means realizing that bad and good anchors are always in the middle. And one thing that I also want to say about self-analysis that we're going to talk today, and this is nice because when things actually, we're going to see our reality in a certain way, and then we plan it, and we have it in front of our paper, and we say, this is it, in this section of my life, I'm going to have this problem, and in this section of my other life, which is always doing, this other section of my life, I have this other problem. One thing that I would like to say, guys, okay, you can change your life however you like. You can dream the dream you want, because we're all dreaming a dream, which is great, and it sounds like philosophy, but when you actually start stepping in back and saying, I am happening to life, not life is happening to me, I am happening, then you realize that you can actually change the puzzles in the way that you want. But what I want to say, and this is a great message, for one of the greatest purposes of self-analysis is, look at that paper there, and I'm going to explain some techniques on how to do it, and I really value these techniques, and I practice them continuously. Go there, and then what you see there, give it up, get rid of it, whether good or bad, because if you give it up, then what you have left is yourself, and it's the best thing you can have, because from that center, then you're going to move the energy wherever you want, because you have the clear vision, the clear the ability of understanding what you really have, which is only you. And after all, when you will die, what will you have? You'll have nothing but yourself. You will not have any way, your mother, your bank account. You will not have your partner. You will not have your car. You will not have your job, nothing. You'll have yourself. So give everything up and stay in yourself. For example, I've always been a creatively oriented person, and there was a time where I thought that life and events were happening to me. And I thought I was a victim of these events. You know, I was living in a state of prison. And, you know, these things come up continuously, and you have said that you're aware of this. You can just get rid of. And then later on, I became aware of this. And after some time, decided to change this thing. So I took the mental statement or mental software running inside my head, and that was saying life and events are happening to me, I'm a slave of whatever it is life is giving me, and I changed it into I am happening to life events, and this is true. I had to step back and then consciously decide in which areas, fields, people, and circumstances I wanted to happen, and yes, my reality started to shift. But if you think about it, you know, when one of your friends meets another of your friends, okay, and they talk about it, say, you know, today I met Vincenzo, today I met John. you were happening into their lives. It is hard to see because you're actually living that reality, but in truth, you show up in different locations. And you see that from, you can see that through self-analysis because you step back and you understand in which locations you're appearing, let's say, in which life, in which kind of people you're appearing, to who you're appearing, to what kind of circumstances you're appearing. Self-analysis, sarka in yogic terms, should be done always before going to bed. Whatever comes out of your daily self-analysis is the reality that you manufactured. You created it. You manufactured it. It's a product. And whatever you see there, you can either change or try to escape from it or continue in that pattern. You have these three options. Change it, escape it, or indulge in it. But there is a fourth option, which is my favorite, and I already told you. Whatever you see coming up, that self-analysis, give it up. Release it. Ultimately, that reality that you see in your life will mutate gradually. We will change. It's not permanent. It's not permanent. It's part of duality, part of night and day. It is not something that you can really count on. It will change. Even if you find the perfect partner that likes theater as you do, maybe one day he or she doesn't feel to go to theater while you feel, and then so the kind of anchor that you had is already falling into pieces. Not there anymore. Even though it is latently there, but it's not potentially there. But it's not happening, you see. And establish yourself in your true inner power. And with it, navigate, sail through whatever it is that will appear in your life. And I invite you to take the best of these topics today, and I am going to proceed with some of the techniques now of self-analysis. There are three important questions. Actually, there are five important questions, and first three are the most important, in my opinion, and then you add the second two. And these questions are actually questions that you can use to analyze almost anything. You have to ask yourself, the three ones are what, how, and where. What is happening? What is this thing that appears? What? What is actually? You have to define what is happening, what energy is happening, how it's happening. It is happening. You can make a quality, you can create a quality in a kind way. It is harsh. It is all of a sudden, or you expected it. How it is happening. Okay? Analyze that. It's very important to analyze how and dynamics. And where it is happening, which area. And then you can ask when it is happening and why it is happening. When. That means you have to understand if it is happening every time you meet somebody, every time you go somewhere, every time you have a certain dream, every time you see a certain symbol. Life talks to us in symbols. And why? Why? And if you don't understand why, if you don't understand why, then just answer the other questions and try to understand why by going deeper into yourself. You see, without self-analysis, man can become a slave of cycles. He acts like a machine. And what happens today and tomorrow, in truth, is determined by today's choices. So make a choice. Another thing to do is to look at your qualities and strengths. It is a good idea to consider them. What are your qualities and your strengths? Before going to bed, especially what you did today that expressed them, have you ever considered them? Most of the people have, but have you done it recently? And if so, if you have done it recently, how often do you do it? How often do you consider your qualities and strengths? How are they changing? If you don't develop them in a beautiful way, they probably get undeveloped, or they develop them in a not such a beautiful way, because they either go towards the good or towards the bad. It's the law of duality. You cannot help it. If it doesn't go up, it goes down. And do you do it on a daily basis? So consider your qualities and strengths, and then you start a journal. Start a journal when you're actually writing all the answers of all your questions. I suggest you to start journaling, looking for something new that might have happened in your life. In fact, each one of us, every day, is called to some sort of advancement. There is something in life, because we're here to grow. And life, every day, calls us advance, grow up in this way, go more. And this advancement could present itself in different situations, through different people, in different fields, events, interactions. So on your journal, ask yourself these questions. Please listen again to the show so that you can write them down. Write them down now. And did I feel joy in any of the things I did today? This is something that your life is telling you, please do more of that. Do more of that. That's a good sign. You might have been on the right track. Did I feel joy in any of the interactions I had? And I'm talking of a joy that is not one of those joy that today you're happy and tomorrow you're sad. No, the thing of the heart tells you, this was right. I feel so happy. See? Do I have new beautiful ideas? Did I have today new beautiful ideas about something? Keep track of those ideas. How did they come? Which were the conditions that make you arise, conducive to inspiration? Even if they seem fantasies at the beginning, but if they inspire you, well, if life trying to surprise you in an unexpected way, write it down. New beautiful ideas. Did something new happen or tried to happen? Well, but you know, what is behind the scene? Try to look behind the scene. Don't look always the same thing. When you walk down the street, and everybody does that, and I do it first of all, I do it. When you walk, then I start seeing things, and I realize my eyes go always to the kind of shop because I know that I like the kind of bread over there, and it goes to the kind of, to the color red because the color they like, to the color violet. See, my eyes always go there. But what if something is trying to happen behind what I always see during the day? Did something new happen? People, events, tried to happen, then I suppress it. We are used to behave in certain pre-created patterns, what I mean, and we suppress whatever good is trying to come into our lives. And let's jump also a little forward, even if we still have not talked about this. Am I moving forward or away from what I want today? Did I move forward or away from what I want? Am I moving forward or away from what I really value? So this is an important question to ask. And if you realize that you're moving away, then my suggestion is, if you don't really know exactly how to get into the right track all at once, my suggestion is, do one little step. Even if you do it once a week or twice a week, do one little step to advance to where you want. Because if you don't have clarity upon what to do in order to put your life in track again towards what you want, start little, start small. Or if you really know what you want, maybe one day a week, start big. If we realize that we're moving forward, we can be happy. Maybe we have just been lucky enough to have taken for granted our ability to get guidance intuitively. And I am mentioning this because it is possible to go the right direction. All have inner guidance. Whatever weak or strong, we have it. But here is the most important fundamental thing. We need to become aware of the guidance. We need to keep track of ourselves. If we're happy, then we have to understand, well, look, I'm following my intuition and following my guidance. My intuition is developed enough that I can follow it. And let's keep track of what is happening. Let's create a dialogue with ourselves so that we can be aware of the synchronistic events in us. So necessity to live happily and live harmoniously. We all have that. This will help. Need more awareness. Happiness does not happen. It happens because it is a choice. It happens because it is ultimately a conscious choice. It might seem a little ridiculous to mention, but to be happy, you have to make yourself happy. And this is true because people say, well, if I have that, I will be happy. And of course, we all know, and everybody said it. It's not true. To be happy, you have to make yourself. Try to be happy now, no matter what, even if you're... But just do it. And after you see what is happening, the plus sign, look at the minus. On the other end, you can ask yourself, am I living the same old patterns again and again? What are they? Find them. Label them. You can label them. Because when you label them, that label can take, you know, just changing a word can change your life, actually. And could I react better to that situation? Could I react better in a certain situation that I went through today? What would be the value mark of this day, 1 to 10? 10 is fantastic. 1 is crap. What would be the value mark of this day, 1 to 10? I'm open to receive your call, and number for U.S. is 877-876-5227. You say in Canada, 888-815-9756, and these are toll-free, or direct line is 530-876-3222, and I have a lot to say, and I also appreciate your call, and I want also to tell for people who are in Bangkok, I have an intuition workshop going on the 2nd of November, which is called Intuitions for Life's Decision, and it will be at the Pilates Studios, Bangkok, Thailand, where I teach yoga as well. And if you are in Thailand, I invite you to book the workshop in advance by calling 0066, of course you know, and 02-650-9783. And I invite you to visit my website, which is always in expansion. I'm one person alone doing anything, so everything, so please be patient. And my website is www.joycelestial.org, joycelestial.org. And you can book a session there. There are various packages that are available. And if you are from Bangkok, please contact me because prices for you are different. Because the same value is not the same value for money from your health, of course. So prices for you are different. Please contact me directly, and I will tell you what the prices are. And from there, you can also get my books. You can read a little bit more about myself, and the website will grow. There will be online lessons. And I'm very happy always to answer emails to the maximum of my abilities, best I can. Soon I will create newsletters with my activities and classes and special offers. So let's get back into track to what is happening for self-analysis. Let's get back to our topic. So one of the reasons for suffering is the suffering is a great teacher. And most people do that because they're lazy. They say, okay, everything is going well in my life, and they need to suffer. They need a shock. They need some sort of shock in order to advance. But if you're, the more aware you become, the more you realize that you can learn by joy, you can learn by peace, because if you're willing really to grow, because not because you're going to suffer if you don't do it, but because you want to do it, because that's your life, then you will start learning by joy instead of by suffering. And when the life becomes stagnant or goes down or something happens, and we suffer, we are forced to think. For example, even when being satisfied in your life, it could happen without even noticing it, that you are going on the down track. But we get so used to the good that we don't see where we're putting our feet anymore. And a little or a big failure then start to make you think. So when suffering comes, it is time for self-analysis. And most of the time is also time to simplify your life. So another thing to ask you is, how could I today make my life more simple? How could I do less things and do them better? Or another thing to ask is, how could I this simple thing more beautiful? Paramahansa Yogananda said, self-analysis, in one word, furnishes us with the knowledge of what we are, what our difficulties are, what strengths our faculties have, and what our mistakes or shortcomings are. So start a journal, and after you write, keep a mental diary of your progress. So these are points that Paramahansa Yogananda, the great Indian master, went to America and is worldwide famous of great master of Kriya Yoga. These are points that he advised to consider during your journaling, your self-analysis. And the first point was, analyze your good, bad, and active quality. Second point, analyze the kind and quality of your memory. 3, analyze the kind and quality of your feelings, emotions, and sentiments. 4, analyze the quality of your willpower, the power that is going to make change, your life change. Five, and let me tell you, willpower is not effort. Willpower is the ability to move all your attention and all your energy back to one point at will. Five, analyze your inclinations, life's business. Your inclinations. Six, analyze your attachment to objects or of senses of touch, smell, taste, etc. Seven, analyze your predominant habits. Analyze the conditions of your health and the causes that disturb it. Analyze your predominant emotions, fear, anger, jealousy. 10. Analyze your matrimonial or single life. 11. Analyze your instincts and hereditary tendencies. 12. Analyze your national mind, rational mind, and compare it with other rational minds. Analyze defects and good qualities. And he also advised to analyze your mind on a country level, consciousness, group consciousness. Analyze the group consciousness of the place where you're living and analyze the other group consciousness. For example, France and Spain or France or Italy and U.S. or, you know, analyze group consciousness and analyze the good and the bad qualities. And he would advise to adopt the best each country. Its best qualities of each country. 13. Analyze the causes which retard progress in your business, the causes that involve it, failure. Then we go on. Analyze the causes of your unhappiness. Analyze the causes that create trouble with your wife or husband or friends. Find out the methods that can make your family life better. Try to find the remedy for your strong habits and inclination which you want to get rid of. Analyze your progress in practice. I would be very happy if you want to send me an email. I will send you this list of all these points that the great Master Paramahansa Yogananda advised. I will send to everyone who sent me an email, and I will reply it as soon as I can. Another thing to look for in our self-analysis dreams. In your journal at night, you've gone through your data. In your journal night, you've gone through your daily experiences, and in the morning, write about your nocturnal experiences. What happens in other words, keep track of your dreams. Understand what is happening within you. Understand your own symbolic language. You work by symbols. The universe speaks to you through symbols. It doesn't speak to you in English or the voice, you know, the voice of your mind. I mean, there are symbols, and if you want to change your life, really, you have to come to a point where you have to analyze the symbols that are active in dreams, the fantastic portals that the universe talks to us in symbols, and we ourselves communicate with the universe and ourselves through symbols. And symbols are different for everyone. There are a few symbols that, of course, are in the collective unconsciousness, but there are others that we interpret in different ways, because we are different beings. We organically grow in different ways. Of course, there is a part of us that knows exactly what that symbol means. The more you go deep, the more you meditate, this will become clear if you want to bring clarity there. Again, we need to bring conscious awareness in our life. Make conscious choice. So start understanding your own symbolic language. Dreams can be subconscious and super conscious. And here we go. This is a subtle difference, and which is a real great big difference, actually, because we're gonna just talk a little bit about this, because it's a big topic, and I will be happy to explain it in future shows. Not going to have time today, but I would like to mention it. Subconscious and super conscious dreams. When you have a super conscious dream, that means that during sleep, you're actually opening to the truth of the universe. The symbols and the dream you are receiving is not part of the mechanics of your subconscious, of the patterns, of the life force, which reflects to your own little box, on your own little box, and bringing light, lighting up whatever it is that is going on in your own little box. When you have a super conscious dream, first of all, it is really strong and it seems real. there is a sense when you wake up that you really had an experience, a message going through. And when you connect to the superconscious level, you start receiving symbols that are in connection with the most deep spiritual side of you. The more you meditate, the more you stay in touch with your awareness, the more you stay in touch with your spiritual awakening, the more you start receiving superconscious dreams. And at the beginning stages, what happens is that your superconscious dreams or superconscious symbols you receive superconsciously mix with the subconscious, mix with your little box. So sometimes they are not so easy to define. That's why it is important first to know yourself, what is happening in your life, so that you can ask in the analysis of your dream if that dream is happening because of something that you live today, it reflects one of your ordinary feelings, or, you know, that is all things. We're going to talk about this in a future show because it's a very interesting topic. But you can understand if that comes from your subconscious, own habits, from own patterns of energies. But if it's something like a ray of light coming down and totally new and it seems like it's alive, and after maybe you still remember the dream vividly, that was a superconscious dream. And these dreams are dreams that sometimes, you know, they change your life because it's a message. Another way, and I think this is the most effective way to change your life through self-analysis, is to use astrological tools. First of all, if you want to learn symbols, astrology is the best, in my opinion, because it is a language of symbols. It talks about yourself through symbols. But we're not going to talk now about signs and planets. We're going to talk about the wheel of the astrological wheel. You know, it's divided into 12 sections, and that is cosmic man. This is you as a whole. And if you look at your astrological chart, of course, you would see that the planets are not even enough to cover all the 12 sides. But nevertheless, they are there. They are there because each one of these slices, they reflect a part of you, a part of the reality. And probably the empty slices, as we like to call them, they're just neutral, or just something else. And, or they interact with the other ones around them in another way because they relate to the chakra system. We're going to talk about this because I developed a method called Astrology for Life Mastery that will actually allow you to reinvent your life through the astrological wheel and through the chakra system. But we will talk more about how to use astrology and to evolve your life without being submitted by it, without being a slave of planets, without thinking you're a slave of the stars. But for now, let's adopt the astrological system of the houses for our Tarka. As you go through each one of the houses, you can put a number or a plus sign. And each house relates, as I said, to a section. So you can give a mark, okay? You can, for example, I'm going to explain how to do it now. For example, but if in the area everything goes well, then you can put maybe 3 or 4 plus signs. Or if everything is going bad, you can put more than 1 minus sign. And let's say that 3 is really good. 3 plus signs is really good. And 3 minus signs is really bad, okay? So, obviously, you can analyze not just for the day, but for the week. You can use the same system to analyze the whole week or the last month. Do it also once a month. Or you can just analyze it for your life in general. Okay? So, the wheel is your wholeness. We all have the 12-hour areas of the wheel present in our lives. And let's just bring our attention to those areas as much as we can. And we have, for example, the first house in the astrological chart. Please, there are many websites where you can get just a blank chart. And on the first house, that we have the house of your personality, the house of your body, how you see the world, and your childhood environment. No, it's the truth, the grounding, is the real deep part of yours. Okay, this is the first house. How you express yourself in the world as well. And what about your personality? What about your body? Plus or minus, put it there. And then we go to the second house, the house of wealth, possessions, values, finances, memory track is your soul, the expansion of your soul. So, are you getting this? Is it a plus or a minus? Then we go to the third, and we have communication, brothers and sisters, short journeys, and we have conscious mind, we have neighbors, we have, you know, all these activities that relate to communicating. And how's it going there? Plus or minus? Then we have the fourth house, the house of the mother, the home environment, the house of land. And also it represents the end of things. If you're, for example, getting rid of something, that's the house. Then we have the fifth house, which is the house of creativity, with children, romance, God consciousness, speculation, pleasure, having fun. Fifth house. And are you getting along with that house? Fear of your life? Is well? Is it giving you joy? You can ask all those questions just for we talk this for that area and put minus, three, or a plus or three pluses. That depends on how your life is going. We have 6 hours of service, work, vocation, health, sickness, servants, your culture. 7th house of marriage, partnerships, general public. How do you relate to the general public or your enemies? Enemies that are open, people that are totally against you. There are certain things that we experience in our life. And it is, the 7th house is the opposite of the 1st house, because the 1st house is about yourself. The 2nd house is about others, all that is outside you. So minus or plus there, that it's up to you. And then we go to the 8th house, which is the opposite, 2nd house, and we have the wealth of others. For example, things that you can receive as an heredity, death and dying. So you can have also extra, the house of extra experiences, inheritances, as I said, the occult, plus or minus. How's your life there? How is it going? And then you have the 9th about higher education, philosophies, long journeys, religion, foreign countries, going to foreign countries, maybe to study and to explore yourself and to explore your spiritual journey. So this is another plus or minus, or just the higher education, universities, master degrees, or your development, intellectual development. Then you go to the 8th house, that's the house of the Dharma, house of destiny, the house of your career, honor and fame, responsibilities. Because with your Dharma, of course, we're talking about responsibility. Dharma is your life first. And then you go to the 11th house, where we have friends, aspiration, hopes, wishes, organizations, stepchildren. The 12th house of karma, also of liberation from karma, self-confinement, going deep into yourself in order to find freedom, hidden enemy, and self-help. How to get inspiration for. So you see, all of these areas, these 12 houses, are part of yourself. They give you energy. They give you ideas. They give conscious awareness. If you analyze all these areas of your life, you have an idea where your life, what your life is about. You understand what is going on. And what area would you like to be? Toll free, 877-876-5227 for your best only. 888-815-9756 for U.S. and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. My intuition workshop on the 2nd of November at the Pilates Studio in Bangkok, Intuition for Life's Decision. We are approaching intuition from not an angle that is usual, but I would like to approach it from the angle of Kriya Yoga, Paramahansa Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, gave great value to intuition. And yes, we're going to explain techniques on how to develop it, but from this other angle. And please, if you are in Thailand, Bangkok, you want to come to the workshop, book in advance by calling the studio at 02-650-9783, and my website is www.joycelestia.org. Book a session. I have various packages that are available. So whatever works for you, I'm there. I'm very happy. And I'm very happy to reply the emails. And another Let's get back now to the Tarkai, to the astrological wheel. Another way to use the astrological wheel, once you understand what is happening in your life, how would you like to change it? Create another wheel next to this one, where you're actually saying, okay, my life is in this way, is like this, and now I want to improve it. Bring the changes that you want to bring into the new chart. Create your new life chart. So you know that from the area of the self in the first house with that two minus, try to identify and label what those two minus mean. And then you know that you're moving into this other chart where there are two pluses, and define what it is that needs to be transformed. It is very important to have clarity upon which you put energy. Here, it is very important to understand where you want to put energy. Another thing to understand is we all, whatever we're doing in our lives, is the expression of ourselves in the deepest sense. We are trying to get closer to our deepest nature. And according to the Vedic tradition, Yogananda used to say there are eight aspects of the universe, eight aspects of the manifestation of God, of the universal intelligence, cosmic intelligence. These are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, love, power, and wisdom. Everything we do in our lives is because we're trying to get back to one or more of these aspects. For example, me as an actor, before I wanted to be an actor, I wanted to unite myself with light. And at the same time, by uniting myself with the light, I wanted to acquire power because I thought by acquiring power, I would be more loved. If you look at Hamlet, Shakespeare, he's trying to unite himself with wisdom. He doesn't really want power. He might be offended by the fact that his mother just gave herself away to his uncle, or just killed his father, you know, of course. But what he, everything that he approaches in the play is quite intellectual, because he's trying to unite himself with wisdom. And there are so many people in this planet who are just for whatever they're trying to do, because they hope that one day they will have peace. So with which one of these aspects, now repeat them, were you trying to reunite yourself, or in that activity, or in that area of your life that you can see and analyze through your astrological wheel? And these eight aspects, I repeat them again, they're so important: peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, love, power, and wisdom. Which one of these eight aspects are descriptive, describe your temperament? Whatever that, these aspects are your temperament. Whatever you do is because deep core, deep motivation of your. So with which one of these aspects were you trying to reunite yourself this week, last month? Which one of these aspects have you been trying to unite yourself for all your life? Please write me. I'm happy to answer all of your inquiries as best of my ability. And I remember you, my website, remind you my website, www.joycelestial.org, www.joycelestial.org. Come there, see the free stuff, the free material, we'll freeze video where I talk about how to attract your soulmate, the free prerequisites. There are a few articles, truth chapters, books, and I really hope to see you also next time, where we're going to go a little bit more, and we're going to talk maybe about transformation. And remember, write me if you want to know about the list. This Paramahansa Yogananda advice to analyze your life. And before we close, I would like to take you to a life-shifting exercise, which is really simple and is one of my favorites as well. It's in my book, Soulmate Connection. It is called mirror shifting patterns. So right now I invite you to choose one of the old patterns while repeating. Analyze yourself. Today, now, yourself and I. One pattern, one thing to change. You would like to change. And close your eyes, breathe in deeply, and breathe out through your mouth. And breathe in, relaxing your throat and opening the medulla, called the medulla oblongata, which is at the junction between the neck and the skull. As you breathe in, feel the energy come in, refreshing your down your spine. And out. In again. And breathe out. Visualize yourself now. Go physically. One more time. Visualize yourself for now in front of a mirror. Be yourself in a mirror. And visualize your pattern. Your own reflection. That reflection is patterns. Now change the quality of your reflections as it is, as if it was another reason. The quality of envision the new you that reflects. Imagine, visualize, reflection is a perfect life want. Change pattern. The new now, new reflected pattern, new you, reflected in, gets back to you. Hello?